KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 74 degrees under partly cloudy skies here this morning. We look for partly cloudy skies today with some isolated thunderstorms possible early and again later in the afternoon, and then as we head towards the evening and overnight as well. South winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour and a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the check of the latest in local news here on KJN. It's being brought to you here this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic Fire responded Wednesday night to a report of a vehicle fire near the gas pumps at the Central's Casey store. The call came in around 8:22 p.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News a man in a pickup truck had just fueled up his vehicle and started to back away when he smelled fuel and soon thereafter saw flames. He managed to put the fire out with an extinguisher before fire crews arrived. McNeese said the cause of the fire was not clear, but it could have been a bad fuel or brake line. The brake line was damaged by the fire. He said also that the vehicle had a nice motor and that the owner had done a lot of work on the engine. The fire department was on hand to assist with the cleanup. Atlantic Police and the Cass County Sheriff's Office were also on the scene. Fire crews returned to their base about 12 minutes later. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
At Cass County Health System, we're here for the surgery that matters most, yours. When you need surgery, it can feel overwhelming. That's why we do everything we can to create a positive experience for you to get you back to great health. Our team of nurses and board-certified surgeons understand that you'll have questions and concerns, and they are ready to take time to discuss your surgery and recovery with you. As part of CCHS, our primary care providers work closely with our surgeons, monitoring your health before and after any procedures. And if you need physical or occupational therapy, our full-time therapists are on-site for inpatient and outpatient needs. Best of all, we're close to home, so that your loved ones can be nearby throughout your stay. At Cass County Health System, you'll know that you are in capable, caring hands, because we are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other news, two people in a 2005 Chevy Cobalt were injured Wednesday during a rollover accident in Monona County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver, 40-year-old Dale James Swan of South Sioux City, Nebraska, and his passenger, 37-year-old Amanda K. Swan of Sioux City, were transported to hospitals in Ottawa and Sioux City, respectively, with Dale Swan being sent by Whiting Rescue and Amanda Swan transported by Mercy Air Care. The patrol says they were traveling north on I-29 around 4 p.m. near the Whiting exit when, for reasons unknown, the car drove off the road and into a gore, rolling over several times before coming to rest on its top. Amanda Swan was extricated from the vehicle by mechanical means. That accident remains under investigation. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday reported two people were arrested on separate drug charges on Tuesday. 34-year-old Nicole Jean Cronlin of Council Bluffs was arrested around 9:35 a.m. in Malvern for driving under suspension and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $900. And around 6:15 p.m. Tuesday, deputies in Mills County arrested 48-year-old Yancey Sean Gonzalez of Bloomer, Wisconsin, for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. And late Tuesday night, 28-year-old Jonathan Lee Million of Emerson was arrested in Mills County on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for a domestic abuse assault. He was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. Also, a Corning man was arrested on Wednesday by the Adams County Sheriff's Office after a pursuit that started with Taylor County deputies in Lenox. The pursuit ended at a residence on 240th Street in Corning. Deputies eventually arrested 21-year-old Ridge Allen Castile of Corning on multiple drug charges. Several bags of marijuana and drug paraphernalia were found inside the house and vehicle at 3050 240th Street in Corning. Castile faces charges of possession with intent to deliver and drug tax stamp violation. He was taken into custody and held on $5,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of an Omaha man on a charge of child endangerment on Wednesday. At 3:37 p.m., officers arrested 41-year-old Alejandro Garcia Pimentel of Omaha in the parking lot of the BP gas station at 1715 North Broadway Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $2,000 bond. No further details were provided at this time. First Whitney Bank delivered a proposal to the Atlantic City Council last night to construct a sculpture of Atlantic founder Franklin Whitney on Chestnut Street. The bank wants to gift the sculpture in honor of Atlantic's 150th anniversary in 2018. Bank President Paul Goody delivered the proposal to the council. He said, "What I'm asking the city council to do is approve the construction of a center island on Chestnut Street between the First Whitney Bank and Whitney Hotel. The monument on the center island would be a bronze casting sculpture to commemorate Franklin Whitney's founding of the city of Atlantic. The proposal would have Scott Smith and Troy Muller from the First Century Art Guild in Kimbleton build the sculpture. The sculpture would take about a year to complete if approved, and First Whitney Bank would fund the entire project. The island would be about 7 feet wide and 30 to 40 feet long. The council appeared to favor approval of the project, but no action could be taken yet." A Nebraska company wants a federal court to stop four Iowa cities from restricting fireworks sales. The Des Moines Register reports that Bolino Fireworks Incorporated, based in Papillion, Nebraska, filed a complaint against Ankeny, Boone, Johnston, and Pleasant Hill. Bolino wants a permanent injunction barring the cities from enforcing restrictions and seeks unspecified damages. A court hearing is scheduled for Friday in Des Moines. Legislation signed into law last month lets Iowans buy, use, and sell fireworks from June 1st through July 8th and from December 10th through January 3rd. Local governments can opt out or limit the use of fireworks, but not the sale. Another company has gone to court to stop Des Moines from enforcing its rule limiting fireworks sales to industrial areas. And the Iowa Association of Realtors monthly report shows around the same number of houses sold this May as sold last year, but they are selling at a faster pace. Association President Cindy Miller says it's an issue of the proper supply of the best-selling homes. Said we have a little bit of a shortage, Miller says, and it's not a shortage, just more of not what people are looking for. She says buyers are looking for homes priced in the middle of the range. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. News time, 7:13.
Great health and wellness don't happen by accident. They happen by design. That's why Cass County Health System was designed to include multiple branches of healthcare in one system. A system designed to have a positive impact on our patients and the community. Cass County Health System includes Atlantic Medical Center, Cass County Memorial Hospital, Eye Associates, Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, and Southwest Iowa Surgery. We have the resources, knowledge, and experience to care for you and your family. And we're always listening to our patients to find out how we can improve. We take those words to heart and use them to help us design the future of Cass County Health System. And our future in Cass County is bright. With more than 350 employees, we're proud to be a major part of the local economy. But most importantly, we're proud to be neighbors caring for neighbors.
In your funeral announcements here for you this morning, Charles Yeager, age 77, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Massive Christian burial for Charles Yeager will be held here today at 10:30 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home Coon Rapids has arrangements. Sharon Gail Hartvigson, age 82, of Harlan, died Thursday at University of Nebraska Medical Center. Memorial services for Sharon Gail Hartvigson will be held today at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Jo Ellis, age 82, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Taylor House Hospice in Des Moines. A visitation for Mary Jo Ellis will be held today from 5 to 7 p.m. with a prayer service at 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dorothy Florence Brandis, age 83, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home in Oakland. Funeral services for Dorothy Brandis will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Laura M. Olson, age 62, of Marnie, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Laura M. Olson will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lily Aldine Mobley, age 100, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Van Meter. Funeral services for Lily Mobley will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home Panora has arrangements. And Bruce Arden Nelson, age 69, of Walnut, died Thursday at Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Bruce Arden Nelson are pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements on KJN, brought to you here this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.